And this is why I'm such a loser. Now, do I know how to milk a cow? No. Have I ever milked a cow? No. But you put a cow in front of me and it's ready, I could milk it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steiner. Turn it on, Goose. Steiner.
He's out. He'll be back next week.
But somewhere unlike golfing. His other vacations, he's staying in touch. I like it. No videos.
Well, he usually checks in the morning or then at night. And
he did send the video of the private jet his boy hooked up for him. Remember that? Did you see that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, when he left. Like the first day he landed.
Charter flight.
It was private, baby.
Was it like
I was impressed. How about that?
Was it a chartered flight like Trent Williams' chartered flight that Michael Williams tried to get in on?
Yeah, I saw that.
But, a privately chartered.
It was impressive, E. If I had a bird, I'd send it for you wherever you at. Come kick it,
well,
baby.
That's how I knew his buddy had some bread, because he referred to it as the bird. Not even a plane.
Not Larry.
Not Southwest, not United. Well, just I'll let you know when the bird touches down. By the way, there's no place for fighting in baseball.
You're the guy that was football.
It's football.
Evan, where you have a helmet on, so there's no real fights. Come on.
Yeah, you're not. Come on, man.
Except Richard Sherman, Trent Williams.
We're not fighting
in
baseball.
That was an L for Rich.
Tommy Pham, take a playoff.
He flipped the bat on a walk. The catcher said something. He thought he was talking to him, and I guess, martial arts? What does he train in the offseason? And he said, I don't start nothing, but I'm trained to kick ass, so you better be careful, basically. He slapped your boy Jock over fantasy. Could you imagine?
No.
Jock was done as a ball player when that slap happened. Shout out Will and Chris Rock.
Actually, he's still sticking, isn't he? Who's he with?
I want to say Texas.
The Rangers?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can't slap people over fantasy. It's fantasy football.
But you got to slap back.
Slap me for what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but you're good.
Have you been slapped before? I have.
Yeah, of course.
Did you slap back?
Well, no, it was by a woman.
Oh, no, E.
You don't hit women.
Don't talk about that.
I don't do that.
There you go.
No, that wasn't a breakup I want to relive.
Niners got a new QB, huh? Nate.
Nate Sudfeld.
Nate the Great.
Well, you remember, so he was the guy that the Niners cut. He had a guaranteed contract, and they cut him to make room for Brock Purdy.
I got you.
So now he's back. And Patrick Taylor Jr. is out for the season.
Evan, I know, because it's the Klay Thompson thing. I'm just thinking and Pat is not Klay. But the bottom line is what these athletes give. He had an opportunity to contribute. And damn, Evan, week two of the preseason, shoulder injury. You're not just out 4 weeks. Evan, that stinks. What do you do today when you find that news out?
You go get surgery?
Well,
or whatever you need to do to start getting ready for 2026.
Yeah.
Yeah, that absolutely sucks. I mean, there are players that have already torn their knee or wrecked their limbs, and they're done. You know, but Goo, one thing I did want to ask you about is just kind of like what you're looking for, not necessarily in a manager and a head coach, like one or the other, but like, I guess if you are putting together your perfect leader, like for your team, Who are some of the people that come to mind, and what do you think some of their characteristics are?
I love this. Bruce Bochy, not a yeller, but a guy that I believe is the mental version upstairs of John Wayne. You go out your way because you don't need many words coming from him, because he demands that type of respect. I think Jim Harbaugh's right behind him. I think one of the greatest coaches to ever do it in football, old Miami Dallas Cowboy coach Jimmy Johnson, who would cut you on one mistake. And Evan, I guess what I'm looking for is not just so much X's and O's, that Darth Vader type of I manage with fear without actually you pressing that button, but just the silhouette of my person demands where Evan and Kenny know I got to bring it mentally and physically when I show up, or there's going to be repercussions.
See, it's funny. I don't think about...
And I'm romanticizing. You asked me, but those are my guys.
No, but I don't think about Bruce Bochy as being a Machiavellian type of leader. Better to rule with fear than love kind of deal.
Yeah.
I don't think that he was a guy for me that ruled with fear. I think he was someone that certainly had command. and a presence to him.
But
and
if
he was
you
smart
had that
as all hell.
And exactly, Evan. So I believe if a guy's scuffling, I really believe like he knew where to take that conversation to get the best out of you. And we leave this room or our conference that we had about what's, you know, what you're not doing to where you could feel like you could touch the sky once we were done.
Yeah, but you could only get so much out of, you know, like you can only squeeze so much juice out of a lemon.
But he's got, and again, Evan, not saying he had to do it every turn, but he's got four rings. Three with the Giants that, you know, a lot of times weren't the 27 Yankees, but I just feel like a guy like that, and again, I'm romanticizing, you asked me, I just feel like that matters because I could talk to you in Jedi the situation to where I could get you back on your horse headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I think it's the ability to have people play at their best in the brightest lights or the brightest moments. And I think that's what Bochy just made a living of doing. But you know, like if you look at his regular season record, which doesn't matter because he's got four World Series titles on his mantelpiece, but he's a 500 manager. Yeah, I think it's interesting that and Bruce Bochy is one of the greatest to ever do it, but his teams when they got there, he seemingly pushed all the right buttons.
Man.
But year to year, some of his teams flopped towards the end. It was completely ugly in San Francisco. You know, I didn't think about those teams beyond, well, it was a 2016-17. Like, he couldn't do anything with those squads because they just weren't very talented. Mm. And that's where I really struggle with this year's group and with some teams that we talk about and cover in the Bay Area. Like, I don't know how good they're supposed to be. You know, the Warriors last season, were they a team that was supposed to be in the Western Conference Finals? I'd like to think so.
After the Butler trade.
But they were also a Game 7, Buddy Hield 30-point performance away from losing in the first round.
You know, I saved the day.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
You know,
but you're right, E.
Well, but I wonder if
but they
know,
won
how
that
good
game.
Those Niners teams
yeah, and
were.
I believe Kerr had something to do. Obviously, Steph. You know, Curry a couple years ago going 50-burger in Game 7 against the Kings. But, Evan, I can't rob a coach or a manager for putting his team in a position. Yeah, you got the results. Oh, you had the better talent. But I believe Kerr had something to do with that Game 7 win over Houston. He had the experience. And I'm not saying you're saying he didn't, but I guess that comes with the territory when you do it. Like, I got to sign that stamp of approval of Bochy going to Texas, not knowing, you know, everything that's going on, but to read the chessboard, the Ranger version, and get the best out of that group. And he had talent, don't get me wrong, to maximize it to where those guys felt like they could shock the world and they go on and win a World Series.
Well, let me ask you this, because we feel the same way about Bochy. I think Bochy would get the best out of whatever group, group he had. It doesn't sound like you believe Melvin can do that, or that's not a quality that he possesses. I'm largely with you.
And I don't,
I mean, I think that he is a good manager, but he needs a good team. Yeah, I mean, most people do, but
no doubt. Jimmy Johnson, again, just bringing him up. He said, if you don't have the horses, you can't win the race. I go, well, damn, you breaking it down like that, then.
Well, I kind of agree with that.
From what you did, but do you?
Well, this
we
is like
to
what
Miami
we were talking
with
about
the
last
Dolphins,
week, right?
Did nothing, right? I'm just saying, Jimmy Johnson, he didn't have him as Smith, Troy Aikman, or that offensive
line.
We'll
find out in the documentary. Yeah,
exactly. It's out. But he coached the Dolphins and did nothing. But, Evan, I guess I'm looking at Melvin and his past, and you could tell me if I'm being fair, but to answer your question, I think it's warranted to think about how San Diego ended with that. There's a litany of reasons why it ended, but if stuff was going on in the clubhouse, that's when I want you to wave that magic mental wand of going Dr. Phil and making it work to at least, you know, it didn't just erode to where you didn't make the playoffs. Oakland, what if you tapped into Bruce Bochy? What if he had that team? Would Bochy have gotten them past those Detroit teams? Would they have won that Royal playoff wild card game? I don't know, but I think the good ones or the great ones, that's a part of their DNA to where they get out of those situations. And I think that's why I look at Melvin like he's not bad, not a bum, a good guy. But when push comes to shove and it's more than just the technique of the game or the science of the game, It's that mental stuff that I think Kerr, Phil Jackson, Popovich, and all the good ones have. I think he's lacking in that area.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan has that trait?
I swear to you, Evan, as much as I come down this road, I do. But I believe he's his own worst enemy in high leverage situations. He gets lemon booty in regard to what to call in the 2019 Super Bowl in line one.
Well, then he doesn't have that trait.
No, he has that trait to get those teams there with a quarterback that's quarterbacks that a lot of the people would, I think it's fair to say, average or just a little above average. So I don't bypass you getting your team put in that position to have two Super Bowl fourth quarter leads of 10 points or more.
Yeah, I mean, those teams are also really, really good. Yeah.
You know, with an average quarterback, if I'm being fair.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo, like, that's like two Super Bowls.
No, for sure, but Kyle, I think, he's a great head coach, and he might be his own worst enemy.
I'm feeling that.
I think he makes things too complex sometimes. I think he overthinks stuff. You know, in some of the biggest moments, and you're right, he is responsible for getting them there. But that's to me what you're talking about, like the separation between those guys who are really good and the guys who are great. You know, baseball is obviously a different sport, but when I think about Bruce Bochy, I think about someone who squeezed every single last drop of juice out of that lemon.
Do you feel like Melvin's doing that with his team?
Sometimes I wonder about Kyle Shanahan.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
I do. All right. And that's why I think this is a huge season for him, because I don't think that they're going to have a great, talented roster. I think they're going to have a pretty good team, but how good can this team be? Yeah, I don't know if Kyle Shanahan has been in this position before where you look at some of the seasons where the team's missed the playoffs, yeah. Right? Well, it's been obvious. 2017, they turned over, I think it was 8 starters on defense, 11 on offense. Maybe it was flipped. 2018, they were still building up. And then 2019, they make the Super Bowl. 2020, derailed by injury. And then they're right back. This is the first time where I feel like he has kind of a, I don't know if it's just like a regular NFL sort of setup where you got some good players and then you got a bunch of question marks. And how can you get those question marks to play at their best?
Man, Evan, well said. So with that said, I'm just picturing Steiny coming for me here, and you can Ray Lewis me too. But with that said, I'm not making any excuses. But the fact that I'm judging Kyle at his greatest in regard to taking Purdy to a couple of NFC Championships games, Jimmy for that matter as well, let's just say somehow this season doesn't go according to plan. And before week one, we could say he's not working with an abundance of talent everywhere like before. Evan, no excuses, people. But would you have a problem if I didn't go Thor on Kyle and just who he is as a ball coach? Is somehow they missed the playoffs. We kind of know why, because it's a soft reset or you're depending on a lot of, you know, change. That I'm not going to drop the hammer and say, Evan, he's a bum now, because I can't forget what he did when he had the horses.
No, I'm not saying you're going to call him a bum.
Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
I hope you know what picture I'm trying to paint.
No, it's not about burying a guy, and that's where I guess
what do you know about Kyle's growth?
Not a lot, Steiny. That's where I guess I struggle in some of these conversations about like Melvin or Shanahan, guys that don't have like the ultimate skins on the wall.
Yes.
Because I think they are good head coaches.
Why do we love Harbaugh, who hasn't won a ring?
Because
I'm one of them.
Maximizes, it feels like, all of his teams. He just does. And I think maybe because there's also an identity to them, you know exactly what you're going to get from Harbaugh-led teams.
And they blew a lead in the Super Bowl, Evan.
Which one?
To the Ravens. They're the ones that came back.
No, they were the ones that came back. They were down by a lot.
Right, but you lost the Super Bowl that you could have and should have won, neither here nor there.
I would not say should've.
And the only reason I thought of that is lights went out when you said maximize. So does it matter if you get to the final game and you don't get it done for Harbaugh, who's one of my all-time favorite coaches?
Well, but they also had a double-digit come-from-behind game in the NFC Championship. You know, I think that you could look at some of the games they lost in the postseason and say that's not on him. If Kyle Williams catches a couple punts or just one punt, they beat the Giants and they're on to the Super Bowl.
Or Smith completes a pass to a receiver in that game. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know maybe why people don't point the finger at Harbaugh. I know I don't. I don't look at those teams like they left something on the bone. That's just me.
Is it anything about his persona or anybody's persona that could get him a lightweight pass to where we like him so much and his personality that we're a little, not blinded-y, but we kind of put you over here where you got to the mountaintop, but you really didn't. But I love what you said. He never left any meat on the bone outside of, I believe, that Super Bowl.
And I would say he didn't because they were down like 3 scores. You know?
Then I would say, why did you get down 3 scores? You weren't ready.
Well, that Ravens team also.
No, they were good. I got you.
They ran through a couple really good squads.
Joe Flacco still starting, but anyway.
Dude, oh, by the way.
That bothers me. I'm sorry.
Why does that bother you?
What are we doing? How is he your starting QB?
You should be propping up the senior citizens of the NFL.
Come on.
The youth movement.
I think that's a failure by Cleveland. And Flacco, I love you. But if you're the starting quarterback, something's wrong.
They have 5 quarterbacks.
That means you don't have one.
Exactly. And Joe Flacco's the guy. Oh, you like Daniel Jones getting the start in Indianapolis? Anthony Richardson's going to be on the Pines.
It's not, and he's won a playoff game. You said that last Friday against
who?
Daniel Jones. Remember for the Giants.
Yeah.
He went to Minnie and beat him. But the bottom line, I'm not mad at Daniel, but Richardson, that says it all about who you are if you let him come in and get that job. I could be wrong.
Well, he was just a starting quarterback. Anthony Richardson hasn't started a full
promise,
season.
Evan.
Well, he can throw the ball far. It doesn't mean he's a good quarterback.
And he can take himself out of game. Remember that?
Yeah, he needs to learn how to slide. Anthony Richardson.
Yeah,
I mean,
Evan. I love Harbaugh, but I guess I'm just coming at you a little bit, or I'm coming at myself as I just feel like he's getting a toll bridge pass, fast track of
Harbaugh?
Yeah, on the Super Bowl loss. And, I mean, you know, if Tart doesn't drop an interception against the Rams, the Niners are playing in 3 Super Bowls in that NFC Championship game, you know? But you pointed out Williams dropping the fumbles, and you're right. But that's kind of like it was the player's fault.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll give you maybe 2019. Maybe the Niners should have won that Super Bowl. I do not think the Niners should have beat the Rams. Joe Flacco in that playoffs completed 11 touchdowns and not throw a single pick.
He was on fire.
And had a quarterback rating of 120 the entire postseason.
He was a bad dude.
He was unbelievable in that playoff run to the point where people were calling him elite.
Didn't he beat Tom Brady in New England?
He beat Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Yeah, so
on the road.
Nothing to
I got you.
At.
Well, Eli did that twice and gets no respect, but I'll just leave that there.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Probably.
Oh, so thank you, Evan. Like, people scoff and laugh at me about Eli Manning. Hey. Like, he beat the best quarterback ever twice on the biggest stage, but neither here nor there.
Well, but that doesn't make him the greatest quarterback ever.
And I'm not saying it, but I'm saying he's got 2 Super Bowls. I know he's led the NFL in interceptions a couple years, but, I mean, Evan, at what point do you look at the whole enchilada and say, we had some good times?
Well, yeah, he had 2 solid playoff runs, but again, he doesn't get to one of those Super Bowls if Kyle Williams catches a punt.
Yeah.
You know, like
I can say the Rams don't get to the Super Bowl with McVay if Tart doesn't drop that pick. The game would have been over, but we can do that for some, but we can't do it for all. I get it. It just, like, we could do that all day and be here till 6 p.m.
Well, but that's why when you say someone deserved to win a game or didn't deserve, it's like.
Who you taking? Shasky's
I prefer to give credit to the teams that won.
They did that this morning. They even asked Baldy. I won't tell you what he said until I get your answer. Kyle or Harbaugh?
You want me to play the cut first?
No, you got it.
Okay.
All right.
This is Brian Baldinger from the Morning Roast earlier today asked about whether he would take Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, I would take Harbaugh. Like, just because, like, wherever he goes, the toughness that he instills in his team, for him to take a Brandon Staley team that was as soft as tissue paper, right, and turn it around in 1 year and get Deion Henley on the field, like why he wasn't on the field his rookie year. Like, that guy, nobody's Fred Warner in his business, basically, but he was their Fred Warner on that team last year, instilling confidence in his quarterback, belief in his team, Like the way that he talks is to see Derwin James. I feel like Derwin James is his son, the way he talks about his coach. And that doesn't mean you're going to win or lose. And that doesn't mean that Kyle Shanahan, because everybody does it in a different way. Pete Carroll does it differently than either one of those guys.
It's fat. This is why I love what we do. It is fascinating. And Evan, I don't know what you make of that, but I would just say to Baldy, because I said I would take Harbaugh. I did say that. But I don't think what Harbaugh did, and you tell me if I'm taking this out of context, year one with the Chargers, who had talent a couple years ago when the playoff game blew it against Jacksonville, but that doesn't supersede Kyle taking Jimmy and Mr. Irrelevant to two Super Bowls. Like, that's a lot.
But Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't the only player on that team.
But he was in one of the, if not the most important positions to kind of mess it up. And a quarterback, and I said to you last week.
That's why he only let him throw it 9 times in an NFC championship game. Just run the ball. I'm not even going to let Jimmy Garoppolo try and mess this up for us. There's no chance it's going to happen.
But do you give, and it sounds like you have, but do you give him any credit for, you know, regardless if he threw 9 times, 4 times, just the fact that he quarterbacked the season, won the playoff games as he did, and got him a 10-point lead, you know, obviously throwing the ball more than 9 times in that Super Bowl 19.
Yeah, that was a really, really good team. And I thought Jimmy Garoppolo did a nice job as their quarterback. But I'm not looking at Jimmy Garoppolo like he's, you know, something better than he was.
Yeah, and that's what I'm not – right. And then that's why I want to give – like, we got to give Kyle credit for putting Jimmy in a position not to mess it up.
So then how –
and the confidence.
Well, then if you're taking away from Jimmy and he was the quarterback that had to go make a play in the second half, then why is that Kyle's fault?
Well, there was the play call. You put Jimmy in a position to miss throws when the Chiefs couldn't stop the run. Honey Badger said he wanted to send a gift basket to Kyle every time they called a pass play.
Yeah.
Because Chris Jones, that was their only hope. If they had kept running the ball, Evan, they were at midfield in a skedaddle. That, like, Kyle, you didn't even have to dial up a pass play. You could have ran it on that team. And maybe there's a parade here in the Bay. I would have, could have, should have.
I just, I don't know.
I'm saying a whole lot. And again, who would you take? I didn't even get, oh, you said Harbaugh. Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that Jim Harbaugh teams leave stuff on the bone. I don't. I don't think they left anything on the bone in that Super Bowl. I don't think they left anything on the bone in 2011, 2013. Maybe towards the end of his time there when things were eroding, but that team was just bashed by injury. You know, I think that Jim Harbaugh is someone that I trust. And I do trust Kyle Shanahan. And to me, you're kind of splitting hairs here.
Yeah.
But what Baldy's getting into, and I think we can get into on the other side, is again just like the kind of identity that a Harbaugh team has and that some Kyle Shanahan teams have, but not all of them. And I'm honestly not sure why. Maybe people can help us figure that out at 888-957-957. I see you, Tony, in Fremont. I want to get to your call on the other side, but we got to hit a break here. I also want to remind you that coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus pregame beginning at 6:30. All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Gerald the Guru Johnson. We're back after this.
Yeah, I miss Guru, but you're also good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Gerald the Guru Johnson alongside. And Ken, I'm going to need some help in this segment.
Uh-oh.
My screen shut down here. I'm going to need some help here.
After he's done eating.
He's always munching on something. He's fine. Yeah. He's fine. No, so you brought up last segment what the morning show kind of posed to Brian Baldinger. Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan.
And there's no loser in it.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they're both great coaches in their own right.
I agree.
But okay.
Well, you told him.
Well, I was going to ask him to play the sound, and he just left the studio.
Okay. Yeah, he had to go get some mustard. What's up, Carter?
Carter, would you mind playing the cut that
we
I
can see.
Literally just asked Ken to play in a moment? It would be great. Ken, I need you to play this sound, buddy. You literally left the studio the moment that I was asking you to play this piece of sound for me. Brian Baldinger on weather, Jim Harbaugh, or Kyle Shanahan. Can you help me? Yay or nay?
I mean, I would take Harbaugh. Like, just because, like, wherever he goes, the toughness that he instills in his team, for him to take a Brandon Staley team that was as soft as tissue paper, right, and turn it around in 1 year and get Deion Henley on the field, like, why he wasn't on the field his rookie year. Like, that guy, nobody's Fred Warner in his business, basically, but he was their Fred Warner on that team last year, instilling confidence in his quarterback, belief in his team, like the way that he talks to see Derwin James. I feel like Derwin James is his son, the way he talks about his coach. And that doesn't mean you're going to win or lose. And that doesn't mean that Kyle Shanahan, because everybody does it in a different way. Pete Carroll does it differently than either one of those guys.
And I kind of agree with him.
Yeah.
Do you?
I do. And again, and I was just, you're like, well, it doesn't sound like it, Goo. No, Harbaugh is I hated he left here. But there is something about who he is. It's like he has that man component of managing with fear and not just overdoing that, Evan. I think Harbaugh has that. And I could be wrong, but I'm not blind to the fact that Kyle's had a lot of success and nobody's thrown him under the bus. But Jim just has something about him to where there's just a natural, organic feel to where just him being in a building, Evan, guys are going to go above and beyond. And maybe it's because he played the game. I don't know, but that's what I see when I hear him talk and I look at him.
Well, that's the thing.
A presence.
Is he and Kyle kind of have similar backgrounds outside of that one attribute. Mm. Kyle Shanahan didn't play. Jim Harbaugh... They both come from coaching families. Jack Harbaugh's a head coach. John's a head coach. Kyle Shanahan, obviously Mike Shanahan. You know, Harbaugh was a player. I think some people might look at Kyle, you know, as a product of nepotism. He's in the, even though he's proven that he's been wildly successful in spite of
Texas. Yeah.
He did play at Texas.
Matching tattoos with my boy Sam.
I think some of it is a little old school versus new school. Mm. You know, Jim Harbaugh is a gritty, grimy kind of guy. His teams tend to embody that no matter where he's been. Kyle Shanahan is someone who I think is seen as like an innovator almost. You've called him boy genius. But they've both also, in their own way, extracted the best from their quarterbacks. And that's what you were touching on last segment. Like, he got what he did out of Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think Jim Harbaugh is generally associated with being able to turn around quarterbacks.
And look what he did with, and I know it was short-lived, Evan, but I mean this, Kaepernick was a phenom until it went bad, and I think Jim was a big part of that.
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
I mean, I also think the league kind of figured out Kaepernick, but you're right, he didn't help him evolve past the one place that, well, to be fair, helped get him to the edge of the Super Bowl.
And I don't even want to go down that road, but I feel like Kaepernick was robbed, or for whatever happened with Neil Gate, of making that that adjustment to the adjustment.
I mean, his last season,
it was bad.
He wasn't very good.
Yep.
But 888-957-9570 is the number. To me, it's really what you want in your head coach.
That's all.
And I don't know if it's trying to sort of uncover what people think Shanahan is missing, what Harbaugh has. Or maybe they feel completely opposite, that Shanahan would be the guy that they would want to lead their football team. I think I would have to go with Jim Harbaugh just because I get the sense that every single last morsel from the football team that he's coaching, that I'm going to get that. Mm. I don't know what it is, but I feel like he's going to get the most out of his group. And I guess I don't always feel that way about Kyle Shanahan. Mm. Let's go to Tony, who's in Fremont.
Tony,
what's up, man? How we doing?
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on the 680 corridor.
Yeah, I got you. What's up, Tone?
Oh, excellent. Thanks. So Kyle Shanahan, both of his Super Bowls, in the first one, I can't remember exactly, but I want to say it was near the end of the third quarter, and Garoppolo was like 19 of 21 or something, and I don't remember the exact stat and the exact time in the game, but I do remember it was like Garoppolo was doing everything that he was being asked to, and I don't know if Shanahan changed the protection or didn't adjust it or relied too much on the passing, but like whatever he had going, he allowed, in my opinion, to fall apart in the fourth quarter and blow a lead, and then we know the end result. And then fast forward to the next Chiefs versus Niners Super Bowl, and Shanahan's got a better team, in my opinion, all the way across. McCaffrey's better. Your receiving corps is better. Your left tackle's better. Your quarterback's better. And I don't remember the exact stat, but I want to say at the end of four quarters, McCaffrey, the best player in the league, had like 16 touches, you know, passes, handoffs. And
I'm sorry, Toto, we're kind of losing you there, but I think we get the gist. Well, some of it is, like, Harbaugh doesn't call plays.
And I was, man.
So there is a little bit of, well, I can't really blame him for that.
I got you.
Where literally Kyle Shanahan is at the controls.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And twice. So that is an astute point. And, Evan, does it matter? I kind of brought it up when we have this debate or whatnot. The fact that I'm not going to ignore, even though I took Harbaugh, what Kyle has built and where they've gotten. And, yeah, it wasn't to the mountaintop. Either one did. But, man, you just talk about how physical. Like, when you ask me, what does Kyle bring? There's a physicality, right? This Niner team was, I mean, man, Evan, they were Mike Tyson in his prime in regard to on both lines of scrimmage. And Kyle was not pitch counting. Even McCaffrey, when people thought that he should, he was just, it was physicality at his finest. And that's why that defense and Robert Saleh and D'Amico Ryan, for that matter, parlayed their position at D coordinator into head coaching jobs. And that was a byproduct of Kyle. I got to give him credit for that, too.
Well, yeah, his coaching tree is more accomplished than Jim Harbaugh's.
McDaniel hurting it a little bit, but yeah.
McDaniel? Mike?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but also
Pablo Escobar.
I mean, if you want to go back to his days in Washington, you know, he's had Sean McVay under him.
No doubt.
Raheem Morris now has a head coaching job. Saleh had a head coaching job.
That's strong.
LaFleur is a pretty successful head coach in his own right. You know, Shanahan, it's funny, like some of Shanahan's pupils, so to speak.
McVay on line one.
He kind of had as much, if not more, success than him, which is kind of, I think it's interesting. But you could take it as a positive or a negative. To me, that's, when I was listening to, our buddy Lorenzo Neal was on Julian Edelman's podcast, I think this was last week, and they were talking about Edelman almost signing with the Niners. And when Edelman was talking about Harbaugh, I want to play this cut for you, it kind of encapsulates the way that I feel about Harbaugh and why I have,
can't wait to hear,
a little more trust in him.
I almost signed with the Niners.
Did you?
When I was a free agent.
Yeah.
And me and him sat for 45 minutes. And this is when there was like the beef between him and the GM at the Niners. And so he goes like, tell me, what do you want? You basically like handling the contract. And I knew, like, I'm sitting there like, is this kosher? But we just sat and had a dip and talked football. Like, he's like, you want a dip? And he's just a football guy.
He is.
A football guy.
Is the dip chew?
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah.
Chewing tobacco. Yeah.
Right. I got you.
There's some people who call now Jim Zen Harbaugh.
Dude, that's a three. Little buzz. I ain't mad. Wow.
I mean, sometimes you got to stay alive. But that's what he's like, a football guy.
Mm.
Like, how do you, me and the boss were doing this earlier.
Uh-oh.
Well, all right. Would you consider yourself like a football guy?
I feel like I'm all three guy. Like, I don't feel comfortable saying I'm a football guy. Evan, I'm being real. I've said this before.
So you're not.
No, I'm all of them. I'm a sports guy.
I'm not. Well, then.
Because I don't want to sell my, I don't want to box my, I don't know where. Like, you just asked me a question.
Yeah.
Answer it, Goo. But if I say I'm a football guy, I don't want that to, I don't want to lose points for my baseball guy or my basketball guy.
Well, no one's asking you, I'm not asking you, like, what your specialty
football
is. It's just
guy.
Like, when I say football guy, like, I think of Jim Harbaugh. I think of, like, Mike Ditka. I think of. was just like a like an old school kind of coach.
But I'm a guy from Union City on the radio talking sports, so can any of us be a football guy?
Yeah, I think we know people who are like just live, breathe football. Like that's like I don't consider myself like I'm a football guy.
Well, you know, I would say no.
Okay.
And I think the
boss thinks he is. I don't know if I see it, though.
I got to go in after this show.
I don't know if I see it.
Evan, how did you respond? Keep it real. Or did you say, hey, you are?
No, I kind of looked at him like, well, all right. Well, I mean, but what does that mean? That means you, like, you get in people's grills. You're confrontational. You know, face mask to face mask. And to me, it doesn't have to be someone who played. Like, you can be a football guy without having strapped them up. I think there are people that kind of have... that have those qualities.
So do I have to have... We brought up Tommy Pham.
He's a football guy.
See, then I'm not a football
guy. Tommy Pham is a football guy.
Yeah, I'm a lover, not a fighter. If that, so I don't do that. Like, you know, when goo gets hot, I explode and it happens.
Yeah.
Like a volcano.
Well, you got some hints. You got some traces.
Right, but I don't do it every minute of the day. I pick my spots. A football guy to me is like, come here. Like, yeah, like, I don't, hey, you know what? If the boss thinks he's a football guy, that's my boss. You're a football guy. But Evan, I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
Because you got to love confrontation.
I don't want to speak.
No, go ahead. No, but say your truth.
The boss is great at flushing stuff.
No doubt.
He can get mad. He can get glad next day. Clean slate.
Doesn't hold grudges.
But I guess I don't see him as the guy who's going to, you know, stick his finger in your face and wag it and tell you to do. Like, that's not the confrontation that I sense from the boss, which is actually one of the qualities that I do like about him.
Me too. But when he goes there, it's Mount St. Helens. It's an eruption. I've seen it. But, Kenny, are you a football guy?
No.
And
not
you don't
at
strike
all.
Me as one.
No. And I know people who are, like, my old boss was a football guy.
Whoa.
He didn't want to hear anything about any other sport. Like, he would like other sports, but football.
Wow.
That is, even on the offseason, that's how you know you're a football guy. When you're thinking about it, when there is no football actually being played.
Well, people just love it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I say football guy, who do you think of? This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yeah, 415, John Madden, absolutely. Football guy.
Boom, bam.
925, Bill Parcells, football guy. They're old school. They have an older soul. Their approach to things is just, it's just more and dry.
I just had a thought.
What?
Matt Steinmetz.
He's got a little football guy, too.
No, Kenny, I'm being...
He's got a little football guy.
I've seen him say some
to
things to people. I'm like, oh my God, did he just say? Like, I might have to sign off on old Steiner.
Now he doesn't
discussing sports.
Now he doesn't stand on it. He'll say it, but he won't stand
Let's
on
get
it.
Nuts! Oh man,
Jawan Jennings.
That is pretty good. Pay me a trip. What about Dibs? Definitely a football. He's Machiavelli. Like, he lives for confrontation. Like, he's comfortable in that.
The closest guy we have to a football guy at this station is Joe Shasky.
Now I'm thinking, now I'm looking for, and I love Joe, but the confrontation is 95% of what we're looking for.
It's just an energy. It's just an energy.
Oh, well, he's definitely
I don't
got
know.
That.
That's just me.
Spadone?
No. Not really.
See, I'm looking at it like a guy that's going to say what's on his mind right then and there in front of you.
Well, in that case, Steiny isn't that.
Okay.
Steiny's got to think too hard about it.
But if it's energy, Shasky's got it.
I think so. By the way, not always a good thing to be a football guy. Being a football guy can get you in trouble.
Now, the one real football guy we have here is not a football guy to me in corporate setting. Lo'Neal.
Well, he literally played.
Yeah, but you know, he wasn't all in your face.
No,
he'll come to you though when it's time.
Oh yeah, if you poke the bear, it ain't fun. It ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. But Lowe's a sweetheart.
Willard?
No.
What are you looking for?
I don't know, but I know it when I see it.
Name, oh my God!
I know it when I see
Vontae?
It.
Vontae? Yeah,
Bonte's got some football guy to him.
He'll say what's on his mind right there.
All right, let's go out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. Dre is in Lemoore. Dre, what's up, man? How we doing? What's up?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Evan. What's up, Guru?
What up, Dre, baby?
I'm just being cool, brother, but I can't help that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Look at you. It's dripping off of you.
Hey, the question that was posed this morning to Baldy was, who would you rather start a football team with? And I would have to go with Harbaugh, just because his first year with the Niners, he took us to the playoffs. I was at that game against New Orleans, had a great time, and to that point, Alex Smith had been a piece of crap in my eyes. I mean, I know he had it rough, but I would see him see Gore in the flat and nobody's around him. He's throwing it 10 yards over his head. I'm like, what's the matter with this guy? So with that game, when he came back twice, especially after the second touchdown that Graham did, and I was looking at my buddies and I go, he can bring us back. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm lying to myself. But he did it, you know. So Harbaugh, in the short term, yes, to get a team going. But in the long term, I got to go with our coach now, because Shanahan still has the team's attention. Harbaugh wears out his welcome real quick, no matter where he goes. I can see that happening in San Diego. You know, he can get a team going quick, but he wears out his welcome. And as far as losing a Super Bowl, both of those guys are complicit in losing. Harbaugh, I can never, ever, ever forgive him for not giving the ball to Frank the Tank at the 7-yard line.
Man,
Frank the Tank just ran 36 yards. He had 116 yards that day, had a TD. If he gets that TD, I bet guys are going to make Frank the Tank wait 5 to 10 years to get in the NFL, in the Hall of Fame. If he scores that winning TD, he's going in first ballot. And then Harbaugh, I have to disagree with the other caller that called before me. I don't know what he was talking about. The quarterback was having a great day. No, the 49ers were running, just like he did in the NFC Championship game against Green Bay. I think they only let the quarterback – I can't think of his name. It's out of my head. Who's our quarterback first Super Bowl versus Kansas City?
Garoppolo,
my bad.
Yeah.
Did he start passing in that third quarter?
Oh, no, man.
We were running. Yeah. You know what? If he never passed and did nothing but run – Casey would have not had enough time. You know,
I got you, Dre.
Mind-boggling.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is, short term versus long term. That's literally the story of Harbaugh's career.
Yep.
Shanahan's still on his first head coaching tenure.
Doubt. And again, you know, Dre heard it different, but the bottom line is starting a team, that's still the same as who would you take, right?
I think so.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no loser in it, but both have come close. Now you got me thinking which Super Bowl loss is worse if you're a Niner fan. But, Evan, I got to believe that, Gore got you down there gashing Baltimore and didn't see the ball again. And four of the worst out route passes by Cap I've ever seen. They didn't come close. But then you think of the Niners up T and, you know, just keep running it, old Kyle. And woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah, I mean, I generally tend to think that in games in which you lead, you have a better chance to win, should have won in games. Right. Like they were down 28-6 at one point.
The lights went out.
And then Beyonce took the lights out. Yeah, Goodell had to make a call, get the Niners back in that game. No, I'm just kidding. It's like that's not a game that I look at. And also to Dre's point, you know, he said something along the lines of Harbaugh should have given the ball to Gore. Harbaugh wasn't calling plays. And I think that's where Kyle, I think, catches a lot of heat, because he has his fingerprints on so many different parts of the team.
And it comes with the territory, Evan. No doubt about it.
And that's, I think, that's why he also gets a bunch of credit.
Mm.
You know, and you're right. Like he got a lot out of an offense that was quarterbacked by Jimmy Garoppolo, who we now know to be not a great quarterback.
And I'm serious. I'm going rap here. Like Dr. Dre made Snoop and Eminem and 50 Cent. I feel like Kyle Shanahan made Debo Samuel. I don't know how many head coaches or offensive gurus, Evan, would have looked in the draft and said, I can use this guy. What was it, South Carolina? I can.
Yep.
I got a vision for him. And we came front. Debo was the man and this offense, and it worked.
JB is in L.A. JB, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for, you got me, you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks, guys. So great to be joining you on the River Islands guest line. I love the question. I'm going to say right now, without trying to be disrespectful to anybody or any, look, I'll just tell you, I grew up in a 49er home, a house divided. It was Brody versus Tittle. So I go back a little bit of a ways. And I'm going to tell you right now, we can all agree that Bill Walsh was the single greatest coach or happening to ever become to ever come to the 49ers. Bill Walsh in a class by himself. But I'm going to tell you right now, Jim Harbaugh, for his body of work, especially with the Niners early and what he's been able to do at every stop, I'm going to say if he's not second to Bill Walsh, and no disrespect to longtime Niner fans, you know, there's been great coaches throughout the history. But let's face it, Harbaugh just has that thing. I mean, I can't put my finger on it because I am a baseball guy, but I do love my 49er football. And I will tell you, Harbaugh's got that thing that makes you say, I want to play for him. I want my son to play for him. If they go co-ed, I want my daughter to play for him. Mm. Now, as far as wearing out his welcome or whatever happens, you know, towards the middle to end of his tenure, is it Jim? Was it Jed? Was it the Yorks? What is it? But what if Jim has figured out, you know, yeah, maybe I do ask a little much. Maybe it is a little too much Harbaugh all the time. Maybe I need to dial it down. If he figured that out and he does any long-term work with Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Chargers, we're in trouble because he is a great, great coach. And if I had to start, I love Shanny, all respect to Shanny, 2 Super Bowls, but Harbaugh gets it right away. You want to walk through hell with barbecue beef underwear for him, and that's the kind of guy you want at the lead, man. I'm sorry. For me, it's Harbaugh, and that's all I got. Well, thanks so much, guys. Yeah. Take care.
Thanks,
Tell
JB.
Us how you feel.
So he's saying
barbecue beef. I was like, oh my God.
He's saying he's a football guy.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. And who was the coordinator for Roman?
Roman.
Yeah, he dialed up those plays. And Bill Walsh, the creator, I think it's the creator of the West Coast offense. He's the Don, man.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he was the dude.
He's one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, boy, Evan, you just got me thinking about the football guy. Now I know the boss wants to be called that, and I'm like,
Matt,
but man,
the football guy, Nahagian.
But I think
doesn't
of
roll
it as,
off the tongue.
Yeah, I think of it as confrontation. Like of us six and the producers, everybody here, who's going to tell you the truth right then and there?
Got to get straight to the point. We got to get straight to a break. That segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and your tires, battery, as well as fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BarryOilChange.com. Giddings in for Steinmetz with Guru back after this.